This episode is brought to you by churchpodcasthq.com, our service in which our team supports your church's podcast. Now, we're going to discuss what all this service entails later in this episode, but if you'd rather learn more about it right now, check out churchpodcasthq.com. That's churchpodcasthq.com. Now, speaking of podcasts, unfortunately, many churches are still not prioritizing their podcast presence. Either they don't see the value in having one, or they simply don't have the time or expertise to set up and keep up with a podcast. In this episode, our producer, Bo Snyder, and I discuss why you need a podcast, what it takes to start one, and how you can keep your podcast feed engaging with quality content. I'm Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Now, I just want to touch on this real fast. Like, you're probably not going to go viral. You know, so you're probably not going to have that sermon that goes by. I'm still waiting for our viral video.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm still waiting for that.
It hasn't happened yet.
Our podcast is a classic example of just we do it, yep. We keep it up. We have our realm of listeners, which is good. We do it for them. That's why we do it, and it's. We've been working hard at it for 2 years, yeah. 3 years almost now.
Well, and we know that the mission of your church is not to have a viral episode
or
whatever. In fact, most churches that have something go viral, it's not for a good reason.
Yes.
But your podcast it can play a big role in actually reaching more people and growing your digital audience. So, yeah, it's not like you're looking for the next viral sensation, but you do want to gain an audience. You know, that's the point of putting it out there. So just from what we've learned, here's kind of some thoughts on like how you can be more guaranteed to have that, its growth. Now it's going to be organic and slow growth, but how it can happen. So you've got to develop a schedule and you've got to stick to it. Okay. Yeah. So now if you're preaching or if you're for your church, well, you kind of already have this organic schedule begin. Okay. You're preaching at least once a week. So there you go. But, you know, we're going to talk about some extra kind of supplementary content that you could do and maybe even should do as you go along. When you get that, just don't get too ambitious. You know, if all you can do, like we said, start out. If you can't add the fancy intros and whatever, all you can do is just pull that audio of your preaching and post it every Monday morning. Great. You're off to a fantastic start. Here's what I say. Now, again, with your preaching, this kind of is maybe organically built into your sermon prep process, but I highly recommend any podcast. Don't publish anything until you've kind of got the next 60 days planned, until your next 30 days are actually developed. Now, in our case, in almost every case, we're staying at least a month ahead. You know, we're recording content. We are batch recording, whatever, yeah. And then we're able to take that and just stagger release it out over the course of the next several weeks. And we do have a pretty good vision, if you will, of like, hey, here's what's coming next.
Yes,
you know,
we usually have a little bit of a meeting and say, hey, what's our next series? What's our next kind of season? We always talk about seasons in church. It's kind of our plan there.
And our content, of course, is very different from a church. You know, your weekly sermons.
Yes.
But you know, again, it's just good to just be ahead and just kind of at least know, hey, here's what's coming up for the next 1 to 2 months. Yeah. I would even say don't, if you've just got started recording it, okay? Well, I mean, maybe even think about like building up a little bit of a library before you put things out there. Like, hey, let's get 4 or 5 sermons recorded. You know, let's record for about a month just to make sure we can be consistent with this process.
Yes.
And then get into the podcasting side of it. I would say if you've got sermons that you, hey, we just haven't put them on podcast, but obviously they're all on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Well, consider making kind of a back catalog. Like, Jeremy Lenentine, one of our Church Media contributors, he just launched an audio podcast for them, you know, his church in the past year.
Okay.
And that's one of the things he did. He said, we had plenty of content on YouTube already, so I just ripped the audio from that and I created like a 3-month backlog.
Okay.
So when they launched the podcast, they already had a lot of content.
That's a great
idea. Most likely if your church has been around for, you know, any period of time, you've at least got the content that you can pull from there.
Right.
Get creative in the way that you're going to publish your sermons to your feed. So what I mean is don't always feel like you have to release every sermon like the next day. So here's an example schedule. So let's say, obviously, you got your Sunday services. Okay. Well, let's say you release the latest Sunday or the weekend sermon there on Monday. And then maybe if you've got a midweek Bible study or something like that going on, well, maybe instead of releasing that on, if you have that on Wednesdays, maybe instead of releasing on Thursdays, hold on to it and release it the following week. Because if you think about it, this gives people the opportunity to kind of it almost, because obviously the farther you get away from it, the more new it's going to feel. Yeah. Like or kind of like, oh yeah, we just preached that a couple weeks. You may say, well, that seems weird and unconventional. Well, and then if you're going to release any, you know, bonus episodes or supplemental content, do that on Fridays. You know, it kind of gives a, so that way people know every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or maybe just every Monday. Again, if you're starting, they just know consistently you're going to get it. And this is also going to help you because it's going to allow you the ability to batch upload and publish things.
Right.
You know, instead of having to sit down, you could sit down on, in theory, you could sit down on Monday, you could publish yesterday's sermon and last Wednesday's sermon, and you could schedule them out all at the same time.
Right. One of the best things that we did with both Church Media HQ and Connection Culture is we finally said, we set on a schedule, you know, Tuesday for like Connection Culture, it's video Tuesday night.
Yep.
Audio is Wednesday.
Yep.
It just, you kind of like, yeah, you get in a groove and it just starts to fly.
Yeah. And total side note, I mean, if you are looking to see our content a little early, most episodes get dropped on video before they do audio.
Yeah. That's
a little
true.
Known fact
that's
out there. True. We don't make a big deal of it. Yeah. But hey, head over to our YouTube channel, check it out there. But yeah, so this kind of helps you, you know, in your scheduling, whatever. And just remember this, you're playing the long game. You're depending on your base, you know, how many church members you already have, people that are already going to engage. It's very unlikely you're going to reach thousands, hundreds, or even dozens of new viewers, listeners in this case, overnight.
Right. Last thing I'll say on scheduling is, we kind of hit this, but I'm going to really hit it home, is no matter what you do, if you do something once a month, do it once a month. If you do it once a week, same time every week, mm-hmm. okay? Because there have been podcasts that I've started to listen to, and it's like, oh man, this is really good, and then they don't release something for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I kind of forget about it. And then they release two days in a row, and then it's kind of like, I don't really, and then it's not consistent, so I don't know when to expect. I can't look forward to it.
Yep.
So just be consistent with, if you can say, I can handle one a month, do one a month. Pick the best sermon. That's cool.
Yeah.
As long as you know and your audience knows when it's going to be.
I'm gonna be completely vulnerable right now and 100% transparent with our audience.
I wish you would.
Okay. Around, well, I guess at time of release, last year with COVID, okay, you know where I'm going. We had to change a lot of the way we did things.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And we were just like everybody else in the world, we were super reactive to what was going on.
Yep.
Unfortunately, and if you're a listener, you remember this, we had to put the podcast on about a 4-month hiatus because we were doing everything we could to respond to COVID and help churches with that. It's just like something had to go.
We were treading water. We were keeping our head. It was,
and so, yeah. But here's, and you and I know this, our numbers still haven't fully recovered from that hiatus.
No, they actually haven't.
And if you were one of our listeners, please come
please.
Back. this just proves the point of the value of consistency.
Yes.
I would much rather see, if you're like, I would much rather see you put it out once a month. Well, we preach every week. Well, hey, if for whatever reason you say this is a lot of time, 90 minutes per episode, well, then do one episode a month. Pick your best sermon,
yep,
throw it out there once a month. And if that's where you start and you can stay consistent, I got more respect for that than you saying, well, we're going to do it every week, and then 10 weeks later it dies.
Yes.
Which is what happens with most podcasts, by the way.
True.
That's why there's 2 million podcasts out there. I guarantee you well over half of those podcasts are dead. You know. So we're playing, again, this all goes back to, we're playing a long game here. Consistency is key. You're going to want to stick to your schedule, publish consistently. Over time, you're going to see your audience grow there.
Right.
So that has to do with your actual like sermon content. All right. Well, now let's talk about how you can go beyond, you know, just sermon content. And again, all of this is a progression. All right. Don't feel like you're going to, oh, I'm going to do all this right now. You know, whatever. No, you got to, if you're starting from scratch, again, start with that weekly sermon. That would be a huge win. But once you feel like you're doing, you know, pretty, hey, I've got this down, whatever, I'm feeling pretty comfortable about it, we've got a good process, system, whatever, well, now you can move on to maybe doing some more content. So your sermons and the teaching, preaching that you do, that's, of course, going to always be your primary content
of
your podcast as a church. But you can go beyond the sermon and add some additional supplementary content. So why would we do that? Why would we add? Why are my sermons not enough? You know, why are we arguing to have supplementary content? Well, we got a few reasons here. The primary reason to consider it is that it's going to help the engagement engagement and growth of your podcast audience, mm-hmm. because it's going to give the listener a variety of content styles so they don't just hear like preaching all the time. Yeah. And also think about this. Listeners that attend your weekly services, well, they might be more likely to engage with your podcast if you're providing new content that they haven't heard from the pulpit. Right. There are some people – if it's a good sermon, I'll re-listen to it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but there are people out there that would say, oh, I just heard that Sunday. I don't want to hear that again. But if you're dropping an additional type of content, the supplementary content, they might say, okay, hey, I'm not listening to the weekly sermon, but I'm listening to this, you know, weekly or monthly little extra thing you're putting out.
I've got a good example. Over at my church, they have something that drops every Monday. It's called the Pastor's Prayer. And all it is, actually, I think they do both video and a little audio thing. It's like 4 or 5 minutes long. He reads a couple scriptures, and it's pretty much is like, hey, my prayer for you this week is.
Oh, that's great.
It's just kind of like idea. It's just kind of like a, hey, kick off the week, think about this. It has nothing to do with what he talked about yesterday or, you know, the weekend or whatever. It's just a little bit like, oh, that was nice, kind of way to kick off the day or the week. And it's just one of those supplement extra things that's really good. So
are you one of the many churches that is still not prioritizing your podcast? Maybe you haven't seen the value until now, or maybe you just don't have the time or expertise to set it up and keep up with a podcast. Well, we can help you have an effective podcast presence so that your church can have the best possible online presence and continue to reach and grow more people through the power of digital media. We handle the setup and ongoing support of your church's podcast by uploading up to 5 episodes per week. And we can get started at no cost to you with a free 14-day trial, during which time we can set up your podcast hosting, develop an episode template with intros and outros, or even design fresh cover art for your podcast feed. This way, you can get a preview of the work we can do for you and make sure our team and process is a good fit for your church. It's important to us that we make sure we are a good fit because we actually limit the number of podcasts we support so that we can give each one the attention it needs to succeed. Now, with that in mind, we are only able to accept a handful of new podcasts to support at this time. So if you're interested, you'll need to sign up very soon. You can see which podcast support plan is right for your church and start your free 14-day trial at churchpodcasthq.com. Also, as an added bonus, your church will get a complimentary membership to Church Media HQ. This is valued up to $299, that's $299 a month, and it's going to be yours at no additional cost when you hire our team to manage your church podcast at churchpodcasthq.com. Again, space is limited, so pick your plan and start your free 14-day trial today at churchpodcasthq.com. That's churchpodcasthq.com. Yeah, so, and that's a great example of this supplement content, which leads to kind of my last reason, is that this content, it can give, you know, more insight into your church's culture. It can seem a little bit more personal. Yeah, like that, man. The pastor said, here's my prayer for you this week. That seems really personal. Mm-hmm. And so it's personal to those who are involved on a digital first or maybe even digital only basis, you know. This is kind of our reason. Now, when we talk about what you say, okay, supplemental content, what are you talking about? Well, here's some examples. First thing that's probably the most obvious is teaching content that's created specifically for the podcast audience. So you actually, you know, sit down in front of your mic and you just like that, like you're talking about that prayer. Like, this is something I'm going to specifically teach you or tell you in just a few minutes that I made specifically for digital only, if you will, for the podcast audience. I even thought with cross posting. So what I mean is, like, with permission, if you, hey, I heard a really good sermon over here at this church or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me reach out. He's a friend. Yeah, sure. Post my, hey, I'm going to post this sermon or a snippet of this sermon or whatever. Or you heard a podcast episode in general from another source. Saying, hey, this would be really good for my church family to hear. You can share that. And another thing I would say here, and I might be getting ahead of myself, but I wanted to, in case I forget to mention it later. I would say, and kind of actually, I think we've already mentioned this, like if you wanted to repost something, like, hey, this is a sermon I preached last year, But it's really good. It's been one of our favorites. One of the ones that got a lot of listens, seem to help people. I'm just going to post that. Or I've actually heard of churches that do mashups of sermons. They do a, like, hey, here's 10 minutes from this one, 10 minutes from this one, and whatever. And then probably the most common type of supplemental content, and honestly, I would argue is probably one of the most engaging and yet easy to produce, is your conversations interviews, like what we're having right here. Sure. This invites a listener into the conversation. I could not find this stat, but I heard it somewhere. It's something like people, whenever they listen to a conversation, many times you kind of convince yourself you're a part of it, even though you're obviously not.
Right.
You know, you're listening to two people dialoguing. You're like, oh, yeah, and you feel like you're a part of that conversation, even though you're just kind of sitting there listening.
That's interesting.
You know? And then I love this. It shows that your church encourages dialogue rather than just a monologue.
Yeah.
And, I mean, solid. Especially like a larger church, they can really give the impression of, well, this church is just all about like just preaching and teaching and just whatever the pastor says go and whatever. And there, this shows that, hey, no, there's room for a dialogue here. There's room for a conversation, even if the conversation that you're recording is just amongst like you and your, as the pastor and your assistant pastor. Like, it doesn't matter. It still, again, invites people into the conversation, encourages that dialogue. And then, this is potentially the simplest style of content to produce, and we're going to kind of jump more on that here in just a little bit. But let's talk about, if you did say, all right, I want to produce this supplemental content, and I want to do it in a way to where, like, hey, like what we've got kind of here, we've got kind of a studio set up. Like, I don't want to just stand up on my pulpit and, you know, preach to an empty room, although a lot of you got used to doing that back in COVID.
Yeah.
But, so here's just a few tips. So first, you're going to want to record in what we call an ideal environment. And number one on this means it's a quiet, isolated area. I think we've talked about this before, but a lot of people say it's kind of like with a camera. People want to, on the video side of things, they want to jump to the camera first.
Right.
But really, there's a lot of more things like lighting and so forth that's important before you even get to the camera. That's kind of how it works with a lot of people. Like, well, I just need to go get a good mic. Like, what you guys get? Like, and this is a great mic. But having a quiet, isolated area to record.
Right.
Is that trumps everything.
I would rather, as a, you know, someone who's in production, I would rather have a quiet room with an iPhone mic than, you know, a $2,500 studio mic in the middle of a playground. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean,
or by a highway.
Yeah, bad example there, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's once again, it's like, take the time.
Mm-hmm.
Steps first, just don't just rush out and buy the best mic. You don't need that. We talked about that. I could go on and on about that with the video side. It's do things right first to get yourself off the ground and go from there.
If you don't have a quiet area, the best mic doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And I've had this happen before. If somebody decides, and it happened, like I'm right under next to this wall is my lawn. If somebody decides to mow the grass, it's really loud. I have to pause production, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to find the most quiet, isolated area possible. You want to have good acoustics, mm-hmm. So you don't want any echo. Carpeted floors is ideal. We found the huge value of blankets in production here recently.
We sure did.
We spent probably $300 on blankets, if not more, but it's totally worth it.
Upped our production quality $5,000.
You just throw a blanket literally everywhere, and those blankets absorb your sound. It's amazing. And then in a place that requires minimal or no setup, ideally you want to try to be up and running in less than 5 minutes. And we finally have that here. I have it to where my camera's right there. My mic's right here. I mean, really just in less than a minute, I just hit record on everything and boom, we're rolling. That's going to be, because here's the thing, the more friction there is between you setting up and getting started, the less likely you are to do it. And so now let's talk about getting a good microphone. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check the show notes and video description to learn more about products and services from Church Media HQ, as well as details about the show's guests and content contributors. If you find this content helpful, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with other church leaders like you. Also, be sure to check out our newest show, Connection Culture, available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by Bo Snyder. The creator and executive producer is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to remind you to try something new at your church. Why? Well, because you know that it's so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.